Hello, fam. Hello, guys. How are you? How are you doing? Okay, it's been a little minute since Auntie Juju had a one-on-one with you guys, and I am compelled to do so today with our topic, which is they can't handle the truth. So allow me to reintroduce myself. Yes, Auntie Juju talks it like she walks it, sisters and brothers. Also, we are going to lay it down today for the record. Those of you just tuning in for the first time, welcome to Can We Talk with Jewel podcast. As always, I want to welcome back all of our cherished supporters. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast, proudly sponsored by FundraisingCup.org Ministries. Please remember that your ongoing support and donations are invaluable, and we encourage you to continue to contribute to this mission of love and light. So, let me open up with some scripture before I place my knee on the enemy's neck with this truth. I can't emphasize to you all the amount of technical difficulties I had while preparing this podcast. Oh, my goodness. But let's just say that the truth hits like venom to the enemy's ears when they know it's coming. I'll get called out of the blue, child. Hey, girl, just checking in, a.k.a. just making sure I'm not on your hit list. How everybody doing, right? We fine. Monitoring spirit, we fine. Just keep it moving. anyway, let's start with the reading, which will be taken first from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, and then we'll move on to Romans. So it reads, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of evil, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving from them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving." The next reading is Romans 1:18-32. "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanliness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was met. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. This is the word of the Most High God. Amen. So, guys, that was a heavy one. I know some people, they, you know, it's hard to digest when that scripture comes about because it hits so hard. But being that we're going to discuss the truth today, I just, you know, pulled it out of my notes here and said, we just going to go all in. That's how we're going to do it today. You know, so in a few of the fundraisingcup.org prior posts that we put either on Facebook or LinkedIn, we previously listed a few CIA inhumane projects that they have partook in right here in the United States. And when I shared them with you guys, like the paperclip project and so forth, I shared them for one, to open your eyes at what an unregulated body can truly be capable of. Because the past has a way of repeating itself, right? Nothing is learned or exposed from it. And two, to incite amongst you all much needed reform in government, which seems to be taking place, right, guys, in a subtle way. I don't really like discussing politics because it can become so polarizing, and then we lose focus on what we really need to focus on in terms of God and scripture when we start to, you know, take a stand on the right or the left, forgetting that they're both wings from the same bird. So I try to abstain from talking about individual politicians and so forth. But I will say this, and I have said it before, I do see a Trump it blowing. Those that know just know. You see, it appears to me and a few others that are woke, and I use that term loosely because I used to despise that word, but I've come to understand how and why it's come about. But those that see what's going on, you can tell that they seem to have violated one of their own. And in doing so, the veil is falling off, whether they like it or not. So the days of immense corruption and placing innocent Americans on terrorist lists for no reason are, well, their rationale, of course, would be for theft and power and you name it. But those days are eventually going to come crashing down. Just imagine one day you're living your life, no worries, right? I don't want to say you're asleep, but, you know, sometimes ignorance is bliss, right? So you're doing you, and next thing you know, your manager who knows someone who knows someone or a family member bribes the manager to put you on a 314 list, 314B list, right? And those of you who are not familiar with these lists, these are like terrorist lists, and you're, once you're put on, you can't be taken off. And I know many of you wondering, like, how can that happen? Well, it was happening, and with minimal repercussions at a certain point in time not too long ago. And just imagine, you know, they do this maybe to retaliate against a whistleblower or maybe for far greater reasons where they want to steal someone's trust fund or inheritance or whatever it is. They just throw you on the list. And next thing you know, you're being terrorized by everyday people and you have no clue as to why. How did this happen? You know, and it's subtle terrorism. It's not like you're fully blocked from traveling or anything like that, but you'll be harassed and you're wondering, why is it that I keep getting harassed? And, you know, I don't understand. This is what's been going on in not just this country, but many countries. And people are becoming more vocal about, you know, how these supposed Freemasons and Eastern Stars that are in these government roles and have certain clearances are placing people on these lists to be terrorized. And they're speaking up about it more and more. And I've been also posting a lot of their posts and sharing a lot of their stories so that people are aware, you know, as to what's going on. But yeah, that's what's been happening. And, it seems like they did it to one of their own, maybe not to the full extent of putting him on the list, but, you know, him dealing with some of the harassment and violations of privacy, and they just opened Hell's Gate, it seems, on themselves, right? And while a few of them are still trying to hold on to what little power they have left as it's disintegrating right before our eyes, it just seems like it's exposure season to the max. Like, we're finding out every day what's going on with the gold and where's the money. And there's so many things that we have, you know, kind of been kept in the dark of, and I think it would have continued, more than likely, for several further presidential elections, had they not violated the current, one in office. So, you know, things have a way, God has a way of using situations, for the greater good and to benefit, many. Unfortunately, it's happened to this sitting president, but we see he's not wasting a day to sign off on some changes. And so we're seeing that. And whether you agree or you disagree with what he's signing off on, what I appreciate is the fact that he's not hiding, right? Because these people, they hide in the trenches and they smile in your face and they wave cowardly while attacking you in the dark. And trust me, I would rather take someone who blatantly tells me how they feel on a topic and acts on it publicly than someone that's throwing a rock and hiding their hand. That to me is cowardly, and it doesn't resemble anything of a leader, at least to me. So I do respect that, and I'm sure other nations across the world do as well, because when you don't backslide, it just it speaks volumes about your character, right? And most importantly, you live and you tell your truth. We all don't have to agree with it, but it's your truth, right? And unfortunately, on the opposing end, those that are caught with their hands in Satan's basket, so to speak, they all seem to react the same way. And they'll either double down when they're caught, and, you know, just act out as a tyrant, or they will immediately try to apologize and say it was a misunderstanding and they didn't know what they were doing, yada, yada, yada. You know, the notion that they didn't know what they signed up for, but the truth is that wasn't the energy that they were putting out literally and figuratively, when they were harassing and tormenting innocent people. So why come now and talk about let's negotiate and work it out? No, stand on business. Stand on the Satan that you were worshiping when you were kikiing and having fun doing things in the dark is what I say. And then, you know, just be accountable for it. But I know that's difficult for a lot of people to take on accountability for their actions. And when they cry out to the Most High God, why don't you answer me while I'm in despair and my loved one is suffering, and our Father sits silent, only reflecting, well, did you hear me when I said, touch not my anointed? No. So who doesn't hear will feel, in order to understand that the energy you put out also returns sevenfold. Study universal law before you become a tag-along and get involved in foolish activity, is what I say. And you could also call in the groups who bribed you, or Satan himself, whom you decided to worship for assistance. They, too, probably will meet you with silence, as they know when the Most High God delivers judgment, it's final. He, our Father, doesn't really throw rocks and hide his hands. He's firm. He stands on business when delivering his promises. But you know what behooves me is man's short-term memory. It really amazes me. I mean, these evildoers could look you in the eyes, smile, wave, even want to come into your abode, all while planning your demise, not realizing that we are all not the same. You see, they enter into warfare they have no clue about, zero clue about. They just like, sign me up, coach. I'm here for the dollar. And they're stirring up bloodlines and ancestors for a mere $50 and hopefully some clout. What in the world did you single-handedly put your bloodline on the line for? Do you even have someone in your family tree strong enough to break what you've signed them up for, is my question. There's just too many egos and not enough humility and worship. This is truly not the season to get raptured up in someone else's family warfare and drama and to do it just for some change. You're better off, you know, at least asking them to give you a mansion up front for what you're bringing your entire bloodline into. So you can at least pass it down to them while they fight the fight that you brought them into. I mean, at minimum, don't do it for $50 or $200. That's so trivial. But the truth is, our Father is hiding his soldiers, his prophets, right in plain sight. I think this is why, you know, our Father tells us, you know, to be careful, you know, who we entertain, because we may be entertaining angels unknowingly. And, you know, I can't emphasize enough, now is not the time to play, follow the leader. Especially for clout and jump into generational fights and not even ask questions. That's the part that really intrigues me, because when they attack innocent people, they truly believe that these people are dumb, incompetent, foolish, because they feel that these people don't see them and their wicked plans, right? That's what goes on in their minds. Like, they're so foolish, we're going to pull the rug right up under them. But at the same time, if you're so bright and you're so intellectual and you're so all-knowing, right, because they have godlike complexes, how come you don't ask any questions about, well, this person that I have been bribed to attack, how far did they come? How many years were they attacked? How many murder attempts were placed on their life before I got here? How many people did exactly what I'm doing and failed? How are those people doing now? And their families? No, they don't ask any of these questions. They just eagerly jump into the pot for the dollar and kiki and say, that person is so dumb, I'm going to be the one to take them down, because I just need to, you know, be recognized in this occult. It's just a shame. And, you know, they do this all while Satan just smiles at the invite of corruption into their lineage. You know, this spiritual thing is real, guys. It's not TV fun and games. It's real. And some people actually walk with angels watching over them. And people, the same way they turn into darkness, they need to understand that there's people that walk in light, and light follows them. But for some reason, that doesn't click. And I don't understand why that doesn't click exactly, but, you know, these people, the things that go through their minds, I don't think I'll ever have full clarity as to why they think the way they do. But then they gather up these other groups of people that just start to hate on a targeted individual solely based on lies. And no one does their research. They're just so eager to jump in and say, well, why do we hate this person again? Oh, such and such said that they are, who knows, a prostitute or whatever lie they need to tell to get people going. And the people just jump on board, and they don't like, well, I kind of observed the person, and they don't seem to have those kind of characteristics, and they're like, it doesn't matter. We just need to get the dollar. It doesn't matter to start targeting. You know, these ancient orders or secret societies, or, you know, which they're better known as, they operate underground, and I can assure you they certainly have not been pleased with me and many others now revealing all of these truths to you all, to say the least. But remember, I want to remind them this, if anything. They came for me. Okay? So don't come for me if I didn't send for you. All right? Auntie Juju didn't send for you. So you came for me. And after you came for me, that's when I started saying, hey, look at what they're doing. The fact is, they have been sacrificing high vibrational people for wealth and prosperity for a very long time. A very long time, guys. And so if they can infiltrate your family, and I know some of you would be like, well, how in the world would they infiltrate my family? Well, here's the thing. People from your family may voluntarily join these gateway groups, and by that I mean sororities, fraternities that lead to Masonic groups, Eastern Star. Join these groups, and it's actually your close ones that sell you out to these people. See, they wouldn't even know about you or know you, know what vibration or vibe you're on, unless those that are close to you say, hey, I have a perfect target that, you know, I think is would bring in a lot of money. And so they're the ones that bring you to the table for these groups to start harassing you. They're the ones that give them the permission and authority to invade your privacy and do these things. And ultimately, it's your, like I said, it's your loved ones. It's your spouses. It's your parents. It's your siblings. These individuals that so eagerly want to be a part of these groups, these police officers, doctors, lawyers, they're in all facets of our life. And so many people, they're not secure in themselves. They need validation. And so they join these groups pretty much hoping to brag and say, you know, no one wants to mess with me because I'm now a part of this. But to sell your soul and to do degrading acts, to be a part of an organization that opposes God, it really blows my mind that so many people would be that insecure, that they don't feel they could stand on their own too and say it as it is, speak the truth, with your chin up, chest out, like I'm doing right now. You'd really be surprised that a lot of these people you kind of thought you would look up to and respect in these positions, they are completely insecure, completely. And I always say this, you know, you can laugh now and cry later. And I say that because when they join these groups and they're laughing and they're kikiing and they're toasting it up, oh, you know, I'm just so glad to be a part of it. Who cares if I give up my sister, my daughter, my wife? You know, you guys are telling me that I would reach a certain level in this group to be well respected, totally disregarding that person's life, you know, for clout. I mean, it blows my mind. The level of insecurity it would take for that to come out of anyone's mouth because they don't feel man or woman enough within themselves. I just cannot imagine. I love God and value life of everyone immensely. So the thought of sacrificing anyone to be recognized is so beneath me, and it should be beneath humanity, to say the least. But it apparently it's not. And, you know, where these individuals are walking around wearing these masks, and it's about time these masks start slipping off and we start to see who these people are at their core, and not not idolize them, not feel like we need to join whatever groups they're part of because you want to be affiliated with that kind of power. That's not God power. That doesn't do anything for your soul long term. And you'll have to come back and do it all over again because you haven't learned the life lessons that you should have learned while you was here, which is to value love, to value those that love you and to love back. And that's one thing that I have no regrets about, irregardless of who put me up on these altars of theirs. There was a time that I loved them and I loved wholeheartedly. I don't regret that. I think the fact that they didn't know how to love or their ego outweighed love is a testament to their journey of much needed healing. And going through it, I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot to share with you guys, which I'm thankful for because 20 years back, I didn't know any of this. My head was so deep into working and supporting my family that I couldn't see past my day-to-day responsibilities, never mind all the news that would be coming out, you know, in terms of politics and so forth. So I was asleep, and if anyone tried to tell me something, I would probably tell them, you know, they were conspiracy theorists because I was not aware of how close to home these things could happen. I mean, I knew they were happening, but they seemed so Hollywoodish that the possibility that they're hitting our street corners and there's so many people signed up for it, that kind of blew my mind. I was just like, oh, I didn't think it was here already. I mean, it was like a wake-up call. Are we in end times already? Wait, when did this happen? I didn't get the memo. But that's how it hit. And it was just like, wow. I mean, so all of you in this community would sign up for that? Wow, that is something. No clue. And I don't even know. Like, I think back. If they were to even present something like that to me, I don't even know how they would, because I would be like, wait, I would have to harass such and such for what and why? And no, I'm good. Thank you. I'll just go to work and earn my money. I don't need to take blood money. It's quite okay. And I would assume many would be like-minded, but you know what they say when you assume. And the truth is, you know, we have to remember that the outward appearances that we see of these people who look normal, like-minded, they don't mean anything if the person is already dead inside, if their soul is already gone. These individuals would even have the nerve to tell others that you, the victim, the one they're terrorizing, is losing your mind. Or financial stability, all while they're behind the scenes in these occults, wishing on dead bones in graveyards for mental illness on you, and even calling up to your job to sabotage your career. Could you imagine? I mean, literally, imagine going to that extent and then going and spreading rumors after doing all of that, like, you know, I just see them as like these devious people sitting like, are you okay? Because that just seems like you're doing too much to win. And it doesn't require like a group of you to attack one person unless you feel that one person is extremely powerful, which is what we're starting to find out more and more every day, that they do believe that some of us are more powerful than average. And that it requires this type of collaboration, effort, if you will, to sabotage and harass and all of this stuff, which is also mind blowing in itself. But the truth is the jealousy and the envy of your own loved ones to
choose you
because of whatever reason, because they believe you are the most influential, powerful person in your family. It really speaks volumes. You know, I think some of us have great leadership skills, but it's beyond that. It's a calling on your life. And for them to feel like if this person truly were to walk into their purpose, if they were truly to do what it is that God has assigned for them, they can change the course of history. And I know for many that sounds deep. You're like, I can't imagine my little self changing the course of my neighborhood, never mind history. But these people do look at you like that in the family and are envious and jealous of that. And irregardless of whether you did, in fact, plan to change history and would probably take them with you, their jealousy and envy supersedes the fact that they feel it should be them. And if it cannot be them, then it definitely cannot be you, which is also a little disheartening. It's like, you know, at least for me, I think those of you who follow my podcast, I love rolling out the red carpet for my guests. I love giving them the platform, and I love others telling their story. I don't believe I'm the only story, and I don't believe that I have to darken anyone's light in order for minds to shine. So the idea that we have to obliterate this person's light in order to be recognized is definitely not of my God. And I just think it's ludicrous. No offense to you, ludicrous, but this whole notion is foolishness. And the only thing that they truly love really is their own ego. Because if they love themselves, they would be willing to take accountability by being a man or a woman enough to call themselves out on their own crap. You know what I mean? Like, admit to yourself that you feel subpar to someone else. And if that is the case, whoever it is, I'm going to be honest and frank with you guys. I've never looked at anyone in particular and felt subpar. I may have been in awe of a person and be like, oh, that person is so eloquent with their words. I admire that. Oh, that person is so loving with their heart. I admire that. There's a difference. There's a difference of appreciating someone's gifts and holding a light to it and wanting the world to see it even more than to try to put someone in a box and say, no, the world can't, they can't see this, they can't have it. And I almost want to be a doppelganger and to be it and feel their identity, so to speak, because I want to be the greatest of all time, which is like, what is this? Like, grade school? What are we doing here? We all can shine in different ways and excel in different ways. And my light doesn't have to be someone else's light. My gift doesn't have to be someone else's gift. My gift, matter of fact, may be to promote someone else's gift, believe it or not. And I have no problem with that. I have no problem sitting at a table and saying, oh my goodness, you're so talented. You're a great singer and artist and creative being. And, you know, I see God's work in you and the things that you've done. It's okay. It doesn't dim my light in any way. But some people don't see that, and they feel the need, like, they have to lie, they have to steal, they have to cheat to impress others. And that's really sad, because we were all given gifts. We don't need to take anything away from anyone else. As a matter of fact, we should be preparing to pass the torch to each other and the next generation. And think to ourselves, do I have nothing else to offer this world via my own creativity and light God gave me in this lifetime? Not everyone is that toxic, believe it or not. There are good people, but I do want to open the good people's eyes to understand that there are dark people operating in this mindset on a regular basis that need to be healed. Why haven't they grown past a ninth grade mentality? Because being in a dark place is infectious to those around you if you have not healed. Those of us that have healed, we can identify that toxicity and say, I don't want to be a part of it, and walk away. Never turn back. But those that need or seek that kind of validation and approval, it starts to grow in them like a cancer, right? From the others around them. And they're like, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's rob. Let's steal. Let's do it. And there's no, there's no one with common sense to say, wait, hold up. Does this make any sense? Why would we attack an innocent person because you don't feel whole within yourself? That doesn't make any sense. You know, we need more people like that. Because what happens is, if these people are not checked, they somehow will make you, who's the victim of their insanity, they'll make you the person to blame for their illness. For all that they've done behind the scenes and have doubled down in, they will continue to blame that victim for their sickness. Yes, the very same ones abusing divinations in the dark will call the innocent healers evil for simply exposing what they're doing and sharing this wisdom, enlightening other people with this information in hopes of protecting the next generation. Because the truth is, a lot of these churches, they're not preparing our next generation, or even us for that matter, for these real trials. They're not. You know, I can tell you today that the devil is a liar, and the truth will reveal itself in time, where we all have to make it make sense. And for those tag-alongs, it's easier to believe a lie than the truth. You know why? Because a lie is more entertaining and can travel faster than the speed of light. But truth requires change. It requires accountability. It will require a liar to sit and reflect with themselves once it unfolds, and the true extent they have gone to even cover that initial lie, and then to explain to all the other individuals, all the other tag-alongs, why. In the end, it requires deep healing and growth. And the truth is, not many people want to do the work. You know, it kind of reminds me of, sad to say, our our school days and our educational system. You know, I am a firm believer that everyone learns differently. Some are visual learners, some are hands-on learners, need to actually touch and feel. And I think that technology is evolving to help different ways of learning, which is good. But unfortunately, I recall when I was growing up, the information that was being given wasn't really taught to be fully grasped in an educational manner. It was taught to be recited, to be remembered, but not truly learned, right? And so what happens is when children begin to realize that, like it doesn't matter if you truly learn the material for a deeper understanding later, all they want to know is, can you memorize what was served to you in a prior dish? And then some genius in the group was realized that, well, hey, we can start to cheat, right? And when that quote-unquote genius, and I say that sarcastically, cheats and doesn't get caught and starts to get good A's, well, it encourages others to get on board and do the same thing and say, well, why work so hard to recite this information when most of it we're not even going to really utilize or learn it in a way that is useful in a later time. So they get other tag-alongs to also cheat their way as well. And the point that I'm trying to make is that mentality from grade school, from high school, for many, it doesn't shift. It doesn't change into that feeling of working for it and getting it out of the mud, right? Because even if you fail at something new, and I had told a young person this the other day, I know I get off topic a little bit, but a young person asked me, well, I don't really see the purpose of going to college because it's not going to guarantee me employment, but it will guarantee me debt. And I don't really see the purpose. And a lot of times, I mean, unless you are going to a state of higher learning, like you're going to become a doctor, you're going to become a judge. I mean, just the education is required for you to continue. If you're just going to go to college just to have that college degree, I say the thing about college is that it tells your employer you're capable of learning new things. You're capable of being thrown into an environment and surviving with minimal resources for many people. But the point being is, it's not so much the material itself, but it's the experience. And that's something that cannot be taken away from you, right? You're going to learn some new things, yes. You may or may not apply it in your career or your work life, some of these topics and different studies. But for me, when I look at a young person presenting their resume to me and showing me that they've undergone a college education away from home, it tells me that they've done something independently. They were capable of doing it on their own without
their parents constantly motivating them day to day to get up at a certain time to do it. This is accountability. And this is where we're seeing the shift in the mindset of some of these individuals that are just not accountable. And don't get me wrong, because these individuals that go to college, that join these different groups that are looking for validation as well. And I remember when I was in college, there was one gentleman in particular that joined a fraternity, not at my college because they didn't allow it, but at a neighboring college. And they actually required of that young man that he couldn't speak to anyone for a period of time. And I remember that guy was, he was a very social guy. So to be placed on some type of limitations like that, it really took me for a loop, because I would like to believe I'm a natural born leader, but I'm also, I'm not one that's in people's face, so to speak. I'm kind of like, the people that I lead, they're very intimate to me in their development, in their growth. I don't need to lead a nation. I can lead a small group and watch them excel and feel a certain sense of pride, in watching them grow into the people that they grow into. But this need to control individuals, it's very problematic for me, and it's probably why I was a co-founder of my own organization in college, because I could not see myself undergoing any human being having control over me to that extent. And what happens is, as we grow into adulthood, these individuals that submitted to these groups, and these groups have whatever kind of embarrassing material they've required from these people to gain their trust, they almost have this animosity towards those of us that can stand on our own too. Those of us that are natural leaders and don't feel the need to gain their validation. I think that it's gotten to the point where if you choose not to partake in their ritualistic practices, you may later on be targeted. I'll go that far in what I'm saying, because they don't share with a lot of new joiners that they require their members to join hands in circles and light candles and all kinds of things that many people I know today in a Christian sense consider pagan. But, well, I'm not going to go too deep into it, because it's, well, what they're doing is pagan, yes, but there is some history with our people that have, and not just ancient history, but those of Indian tribes and so forth that are very close to fire burnings and so forth, that can have a closer, more intimate relationship with God and their ancestors and so forth. So I don't want to just label the behavior holistically as pagan, but who they're calling on specifically for protection and prosperity in their practices can be considered pagan, because it's not of the Most High God. And these are things that need to be shared with our young people before
they go into these spaces because they're so impressionable. But at the same time, if you're going to prepare them for that, you'll also have to prepare them for the later outcome of not joining these groups, of, you know, when you become a man or woman, I want you to be aware that these same individuals that needed this kind of validation, this kind of follow the leader type crowd may deem you as a threat because you're so independent and you're so strong-minded. That is a conversation that we possibly will also have to have with our young people as well. But anyway, let me get back on course. Excuse the echo that I'm hearing in the background, but, you know, because the reason why you want to prepare them is because these individuals that may want to work against them, target them in these occults, they have deep-rooted jealousies where their hearts have led them into this kind of competition and obsession that even themselves, they weren't even built for, right? They don't have the ancestral backing to do a lot of the things that they're so eagerly signing up to do. And just the lengths that these grown-ass people will go, excuse my friend, but the lengths that they will go to maintain a lie is unbelievable. I mean, same experiences, same lessons, and yet no healing. I don't know if those of you who believe in reincarnation, but I do. And I feel some of these people didn't get it right the first time, came back here again, and found themselves still in with the wrong crowd and doing the same foolishness over and over again, and still having no love for others or even themselves for that matter. It's just ridiculous. And it's like, when will they take accountability? When? That's a question that I would love to know, and stop attacking innocent individuals. Just stop. This is precisely why our Father in heaven advises us to simply be still and wait. Because these notorious liars already anticipate you attempting to clear your name, right? And hope you actually go mad trying to do so and saying, I'm innocent here. It's not me. What's going on? They're hoping you run around in circles and trying to clear yourself with these individuals that are part of this. You can't clear yourself with them. You're not like them. So it's not going to be recognized either way. They have already convinced themselves that whatever lie they was told on that particular individual that they're targeting is valid. Their leaders would never lie to them. They would, whatever the case may be, it's like a freight train. You're not going to get through to those individuals and demonic beings. So you're best off being still and being silent and letting God work through you. In divine timing, our Father will let you know when it's time to step into your calling and to speak out like I'm doing now on what the enemy is doing. And at that juncture, and at only that juncture, it will require a liar to sit and reflect with themselves. Once all of it begins to unfold, the true extent that they have gone through for this lie. They have truly made their bed, and now they must lay in it. I don't know what else to say about that. And the sad thing is, if you expose them
but living a life of lies. You have to be prepared for both physical and spiritual warfare because it's coming. There's no way around it. The enemy is not going to let you reveal what's he doing in their kingdom and not attack you. That's just not the way it works. That's not the way it works. Everyone who's been here and has been vocal about it and has shared what's been done to them, it's been followed by attacks, right? And so at that point, your mere existence, the mere fact you survive an attack, is a threat to the entire group's little psychotic land of make-believe. But I told these individuals before, if you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. And playing these games of, you know, messing with people's finances, trying to attack people's mental stability, trying to attack people's health, you know, you're asking for the same to be returned for you. Spiritually. And when that happens, when that U-turn comes about, because this is all part of universal law, right? Those that know the energy you put out is the energy that you'll receive. Whether you receive it tomorrow or next year, it's coming, right? You went on full war mode with an innocent person. This is not like you've done it against, you know, someone terrible. I don't want to name any names, but it's not like if you've done it against a total tyrant, you've done it against an innocent being. So that energy has to come back and return somewhere. You're not putting down a punishment that's not going to be answered, right? That's not the way energy works. And, you know, one way or the other, you deceivers will have to pay the price for this negative energy of deception. You know, I think many of them have just gone too far with, and they've gotten caught up in TV land. You know, like shows like CSI and Breaking Bad and True Blood and How to Get Away with Murder. I think they've gotten so wound up in the possibility of of thinking it should be so easy to take someone out of here to get what we want and not in tune with this is real life. This is reality. This is someone's life. They have children. They have families. What are you doing? What are you doing? You know, we have to remind them that. Like, this is not TV land. And I think if one group gets away with it, they take the playbook, they run it back and tell the others we can do this over and over again and no one will be hip to how we go about doing things when we're ready to steal land and inheritance and property. This is the playbook. This is what you use. You know, first you attack their character and you tell people that, you know, they're this kind of person so that they will have no aid when we really go in for the attack. This is the same playbook. It doesn't change whether you're here in the U.S., Canada, U.K., wherever. The occult runs the same exact playbook. And I'm here to let them know that God will not tolerate any more shape-shifting mockery of the word and those innocent beings that stand firm in faith. Yes, I'm geared up today, suited and booted, guys, with the armor of truth. And I ain't backing down from any of these deceiving thieves and liars. They not only will steal your money, they will steal your health, but most critically, they will steal your time. They are notorious time wasters, causing unnecessary delays in each of our timelines. Many of us were supposed to be far past where we currently are now, but we wasted time with these time thieves. You know, and it's over unnecessary conflict. We didn't bring this conflict onto ourselves. This is unnecessary. Their own greed has poured into our timelines. Why? Why? If someone works hard for something, if someone leaves behind something for a loved one, why are you invoking yourself into someone else's timeline and delaying what they were supposed to receive, delaying where they were supposed to be at this juncture in their life, all because of your own greed? You know, time is the only currency that we cannot replenish. So I say, if you have a run-in with these time snatchers, you have to cut the snake off at its head and simply walk away into your true timeline. And don't look back. Do not look back. Because these individuals had no care about your timeline and your life. So you ghost them with that same energy and tell them to imagine you were no longer here. Walk into your calling. Leave them where they stand, is what I say. Because the minute you go back and forth with them and try to understand and rationalize and fight with them, that's all wasted time that you could have been refocusing into your timeline. And God will realign you. It's called alignment. Right? He will realign you to where you needed to be at this point in your life. You just have to walk away from that foolishness. And the truth is, these same individuals, after wasting years of your time with ambitions only to steal, kill, and destroy, they will still have the audacity, after all the betrayals, to need your assistance later on with fake apologies. We can expect that, and gaslighting, and, you know, just overall hoping to manipulate the kindness that they've taken advantage of so many times before. And my response to that is simple. Bye, Felicia. You know, you can put lipstick on a pig and it's still a pig. They're not going to change. They're just hoping that you can get them out of the mess and sticky situation they've gotten themselves into due to ego and greed. And don't do it. Because they have learned nothing and will learn nothing. Leave them where they stand. I'm sharing all of this with you guys, hoping that it'll sink in, that we are all presently living in a time filled with these vultures. They are quick to invest in someone else's demise or take bribes to sell out their souls, just to give the appearance that they are doing better than someone else. Imagine that. But inside, their soul is rotten to the core. I just love the saying, it ran through my bloodline until it ran into me. That to me is so empowering, to know that I've answered the call. We've answered the call of righteousness and boldly carried our cross when most are timid. and seeking approval. I was willing to put my life on the line for many behind me to expose Satan's work. The groups, the organizations, all of it behind the scenes. It's a really powerful thing to go up against while many have sold their souls and have nothing else to live for or to lose at this juncture. You know, I definitely take pride in that. But I've answered. And I said, yes, yes, Lord. I'll step up. You know, I always say people are quicker to invest in someone's downfall than they are to invest in a business plan. Why haven't they applied this energy, this effort, this group collaboration into a new creative thought, something that can bring value? Instead, it's like, how can we get quick money off of someone's demise, whether it be insurance fraud, identity theft, whatever it may be? Why is that route the only lucrative idea that groups of people can come together and think would be worth the investment? Because if you present the same group with a business plan, they would turn their nose to it and say no one has time for that. But you've had years to invest in harassment and torture and trafficking. So why can't you apply those same years to invest in preventing those things through an organization like fundraisingcup.org that helps women and children in those situations? Just something to reflect on. On another note, rest in peace to our dear sister Angie Stone. I grew up listening to her, and she's a musician who, for those of you who do not know, and she died in a recent car crash, which hits real close to home for me, guys. Those of you who know my story know how it's even difficult for me to talk about, but an attempt on my life was made through a car crash with the occult. And you know, I think what hits home is that it happened similar to me when I became brave enough to tell my story. She herself began exposing theft with her royalties on social media just before her death. And I want to ask you guys, do you notice how every entertainer that I've ever heard ask about their royalties, something mysterious happens with them? I mean, after a while, this can't be deemed coincidence, right? It always happens either they'll have some rare illness that pops out of nowhere that's never been proven, or an auto or plane accident of some sort, just you name it. And I think what stood out to me as a little odd was that she was in this vehicle with nine other people that somehow crashed, and she was the only one that passed away. The only one. The one that happened to be a star, the one that just happened to be online complaining about theft of her royalties, passed away. And I think because we're all so busy, I can see how since they use the same tactics over and over again and many people just can easily dismiss it because they're so busy with work and so forth. They just take whatever information they're given and regurgitate it out to others and say, oh, she died in a car accident. But we don't really put much thought into, does that really make sense? I mean, that sounds a lot like a targeted hit to me, to hit just right. So that particular star, you hit the car just in an angle where 9 other people would not feel that deadly contact. And who's to say whether or not she may have even been given something before the car actually crashed. I mean, these are things that we don't think about, but those of us that have been through it know about the food and drink poisonings, and there's so many ways, you know. But, you know, she said it out of her own mouth. This is not something that I'm throwing out there and creating out of the sky. She said she doesn't know what's going to happen because they owe her money. Those were her words in her social media conversation. And I truly felt that deep in my soul. I know what that feels like. Not knowing what action are they going to take next to try to keep what's stolen. There are no limits when so many hands are involved that are dirty. You know, additionally, these secret societies, I told you before, they use the same tactics, the car accidents, the poisonings, the slander, the this, the that. It's the same thing, you know. But the fact remains that we are all out here fighting battles and exposing, keyword, exposing truths of the enemy in this same hour. Some of us are ringing the alarm so loud that the response is sudden. We are not talking chump change, ladies and gentlemen. They are stealing large payouts, sums, inheritances, trusts, royalties, big money. They're not doing this for $200. I assure you that. This is enough money to split, dish out, give bribes, outright lie on innocent people with no regard for their freedom or their lives. And my prayers are with her and her family. May the Most High God pass judgment on your untimely death and return to your lineage what is rightfully owed to you, Miss Stone. But I mostly pray that we all awaken to all that's being hidden. When someone is shouting over and over, foul play, foul play. Because if they can't make that person appear crazy via gang stalking, attacking their nervous system repetitively, gaslighting, or affecting their finances, they outright make attempts on people's lives. So I ask you all to pray with me today for truth, discernment, and revelation. Heavenly Father, in your infinite wisdom, we come before you today seeking your truth. We ask that you expose any lies that are being spoken against us, or that are attempting to deceive us. Shine your light on the hidden agendas and untruths, revealing the truth to all involved. Grant us discernment to recognize falsehoods and the courage to stand firm in your righteousness. Father, we humbly ask for your forgiveness of our sins, knowing that we have fallen short of your glory. We repent and turn away from any wrongdoing, seeking your mercy and grace. Please cleanse us today and make us righteous in your sight. Lord, we pray that you do not allow our enemies to escape the trouble they have caused. They are ruthless and relentless, but we trust in your power and sovereignty. We ask for your divine intervention, that you would thwart their plans and bring justice to the situations. Your word assures us that you are with us and will fight on our behalf. In Psalm 91:7, it says, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near us. It will not come near our followers, our supporters. We claim this promise and ask for your protection and deliverance. Lord, we surrender the situation into your hands, knowing that you are in control. Strengthen our faith and grant us peace amidst the storms. May your presence be our comfort and your guidance in our life. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Guys, I want to thank you for supporting my podcast. I want to thank you for supporting me and reminding me with all of your comments each week that love wins, that there are many of you guys still rooting for all that is right in this world and true. And it means a lot. It means that this fight is not, I'm not alone. I know that you guys are out there either dealing with similar situations or just unrighteousness one way or the other. But the truth is, you guys are ready to shine a light and be a light for others. And I admire that in all of you. So thank you. Just a few comments from the last podcast. Maxine Robinson said, congrats, Jewel. Thank you so much, Maxine. I am a huge admirer of many of your LinkedIn posts. It's been an amazing journey watching you grow. I remember the first few posts I started seeing you put up, and now becoming a lot more vocal and standing on your word. And I just love to see you blossom. So kudos to you, Maxine. And thank you so much for your love and support. Melinda Kevin says, God bless you in everything you do in Jesus' name. And the little children in his orphanage sends hugs and smiles. We love you so much. Congratulations. Thank you, Melinda. And I send hugs and smiles back at the little ones. I love the babies. Thank you for your support, Melinda. And please continue to send feedback and updates as to how the charity is doing. We're working diligently to help all of you get the things that you guys need. So thank you. We received a comment from Ken Cash, and he said, very nice, like an angel beyond the stars. Well put together, Jewel. Thank you, Ken. That was beautifully said. I appreciate your support, and we truly try to touch people's hearts and souls in ways that they heal. And I'm glad that you see an angelic presence in what we're doing. Thank you so much. Sir Owen Campbell said, Jewel, I love it. Thank you, Owen. I'm glad that you love what we are putting out there. We're trying to be true to ourselves and true to others, really. So I'm glad you love it, and we appreciate your support. Benjamin Cheyenne responded that he just finished listening to the entire podcast, and he says, you are on point for sure. I agree with that about people that intentionally try to twist things in conversations. I've had it done to myself on a few occasions. I heard your shout out to me, and I really appreciate it, Jewel. You're welcome, Benjamin. I'm so glad you appreciate the shout out, and I will continue to give you a shout out because you have taken the time to not just listen to the podcast, but send a message reminding me that you are following closely. So thank you. Your commentary is invaluable. Sam Dolman says, so lovely, my dear. Well, thank you, Sam. I'm glad you found the podcast lovely. We will continue to try to deliver grade A material and things that'll help everyone along their spiritual journey. Michael Hopkins said, awesome intro. God bless. Well, thank you, Michael. You know, I try to come up with new creative ways to grab the attention of our audience and, you know, to pique interest in our podcast. And so I'm glad you found it awesome. So with that said, that was the last commentary on our last podcast. For those of you who did not hear it, the topic of that podcast was Let Them Pray While You Pray. Very, very good podcast with our co-commentator, Sir Thomas Willard. Check it out if you have not already. Again, I want to thank you guys for all of your support listening to this podcast. I got the message out, which was key, because this really hit home for me, and I hope that it is meaningful to you all as we digest the truth in all areas of our lives. So thank you so much, and until we meet again with Can We Talk with Jewel, I will see you guys later. Bye.